for the Bible reading. It is Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2 to 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. They lived in a land of shadows, but now light is shining on them. You have given them great joy, Lord. You have made them happy. They rejoice in what you have done, as people rejoice when they harvest their corn, or when they divide captured wealth. For you have broken the yoke that burdened them, and the rod that beat their shoulders. You have defeated the nation that oppressed and exploited your people, just as you defeated the army of Midian long ago. The boots of the invading army and all their blood-stained clothing will be destroyed by fire. A child is born to us, a son is given to us, and he will be our ruler. He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. His royal power will continue to grow. His kingdom will always be at peace. He will rule as King David's successor, basing his power on right and justice from now until the end of time.
Thanks, Hanny.
On June 23, 2018, the Wild Boars football team, which was 12 boys aged between 11 and 16, and their 25-year-old coach, entered the Tan Luang cave in northern Thailand. You with me on this story? They entered the cave, and monsoon season wasn't due to start for another couple of weeks. They thought and felt they were safe. They had no idea that as soon as they went into the cave system, a rainstorm hit, and shortly after, that water started flooding into the cave. They started to panic, realizing that the water was rising and there was no way out, and so they went deeper and deeper and deeper into the cave. Became terrified for their lives. They ran, they clambered, they climbed, and 4 kilometers into the cave, they found a safe space where they could hold up. Other than their torches, it was pitch black, utter darkness. They had no way to escape and get around this raging torrent of muddy water that was pouring relentlessly into the cave. One of the boys was a boy called Pirapat Knight. He was to have his 17th birthday that evening. His family had his cake and his presents, and these are actually his cake and his presents, ready to go. They were getting a bit anxious as the afternoon wore on, that Pirapat hadn't emerged, hadn't come home from soccer practice. And so they started to call friends. And one particular friend who hadn't gone to the cave that day but had been part of the group chat said, "Oh, they've gone down to the cave." And at this point, the parents started to panic because they knew it was wet. They knew those caves were notoriously dangerous. The alarm was raised and people rushed to the cave entrance and they found the bags. They found the backpacks and the bikes, but no children. And the parents descended into despair. The prophet Isaiah, when describing the world that Jesus would enter into, he called it a land of deep darkness, where people walked in darkness. The picture Isaiah paints is of a people who are lost. They don't know what direction to turn. They're hurrying, but they cannot see in front of them to know where they're going. They're trying to escape the darkness that they're trapped in, but they can't see a way out. It's like Isaiah was describing a people who were stuck in a cave system, 1 kilometer underground, 4 kilometers from the entrance, that it didn't matter which step they took, they became more and more lost. That's the picture Isaiah has for us. The Thai Navy SEALs, they were called in almost immediately. Cave experts showed up and the community gathered to pray. There were prayer vigils held outside the front of the cave. They didn't know if the boys were even alive. Now, a boy who'd skipped the cave expedition gave experts directions of where they probably went and the journey they probably took. That became the key to the boys eventually being found. They found a footprint on an internal beach in Cavern 3, which was the only sign of life. It gave them enough hope to keep going. Divers ran rescue lines to show where they'd been and to track their progress. They tried to drill into the cave from on top. They tried to pump the water out. They sent drones with thermal imaging sensors, all to no avail. 5 days after the boys had gone missing, 5 days, the US Air Force rescue specialists arrive, as well as cave divers from all across the world, from UK, from Belgium, Australia, Scandinavia, and many other countries. But these experts in their field, they had it tough too. They were battling against strong, unpredictable currents. The water was continuing to rise and visibility was basically zero. Hearing the story, do you get a sense of the power darkness can have? The unrelenting oppression of these elements bearing down. And you feel the growing desperation of these 12 boys and their coach. Like, oh my goodness, it was so, so bad. Has anyone here ever been in a cave? Show of hands who's been in a cave before. Have you been in a cave where they've taken you to a spot and turned out all the lights? And you can't imagine a darkness. You put your hand in front of your face and you can't see anything. You let your eyes adjust and it's still the same. It's overwhelming. When Isaiah uses the word darkness, that's what he's driving at. This story would be the metaphor that Isaiah would use to grasp the darkness he's talking about. Cut off entirely from light, pitch black, in a flooded cave system as monsoon season commences. At the time, as time went on, the level of prayer for these kids across the globe increased. It started with a prayer vigil at the mouth of the cave. Then their classmates began to pray. Then their community began to pray. Then the region began to pray. Then the country began to pray. And then the world began to pray. You may have prayed. I remember I was praying. I think we prayed as a church for this scenario. And you know what? Prayer always precedes rescue. It always precedes rescue. Those who have encountered the saving grace of Jesus, you did so because you were prayed there. Somebody prayed for you. And you received those gifts because you prayed a prayer of repentance to turn away from your life and those things that were broken and move toward Christ and accept that salvation. Prayer is this anchor to the saving presence of God, which is what this community and then the world tapped into and hung on for these 12 boys and their coach. The search continued as divers battled the elements. They would search for air pockets. And John Volothan, who was one of the key divers, he said, whenever there was an airspace, we surface, we shout, we smell. It's the standard procedure for such rescue operations. And then we go on to the next. 8 days after the boys went missing, with no food, no change of clothes, no supplies, they were drinking from the cave water that dropped down. John Volothan and Rick Stanton popped up in an air pocket, and this is what they reported later on. They said, we smelt the children before we heard them. If you've got kids that have bedrooms, you can relate, right? We smelt the kids before we saw or heard them. I want to show you the video now of that moment when they were discovered. It was caught on a GoPro camera by one of these divers. We're just going to watch that. It goes for a minute if you put your attention to the screen. It's amazing, isn't it? The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. Those kids would have said that was such a great light. When the diver emerged out of the water and his headlamp struck us, such a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. Christmas Day is this incredible and beautiful culmination of God's headlamp shattering darkness. Today captures the moment when God steps into the darkness to turn everything into light through his arrival. as Jesus. A BBC reporter put it this way. He said, after the 9 days in the darkness, the wild boars once again saw light. But Christmas Day is also this incredible and beautiful culmination of God drawing as close as he possibly could to his creation that he made. In Matthew 1:23, it says, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel. Emmanuel is an ancient Hebrew name, Hebrew word. The El means God. The Emmanuel means with us. God with us. You see, God was not satisfied to rescue from afar. He wasn't satisfied to click his fingers. He wasn't satisfied by sending his angels and the entire army of angels to come to our rescue. The only action that would satisfy God's love for you was to come in person. Wow. To be with us. A previously unheard action of any other deity ever. To love us with a love that is so overwhelming and so powerful and so astounding, how could we refuse? How could we walk away from that? When the Thai boys were rescued, there was this cry of joy from all around the world. It was like the entire globe breathed a sigh of relief. The impossible had taken place. These boys had been rescued. There was an overwhelmingness of happiness that these boys who were lost were now found. You get the gist of that? I remember where I was when somebody said, they found the boys. I was like, they haven't. They have. They've been rescued. That response of joy pales in significance to heaven's response to the birth of Jesus. Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, and they were praising God, and they were saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those whom his favor rests. The Son of God has been born. Darkness is no more. We've turned the lights on. Heaven was declaring that rescue had arrived, that those who had been shining around in darkness could now bask in the stunning light of God. They could live in that light. They could finally see. They would be held in a secure place, in a relationship, in community with God. The longing of every human heart would be finally and totally satisfied by its creator. Their Emmanuel, God with us. Not God over us. God over us orders us what to do. That's not God. Not God under us serving our every need. That's not God. Not God beside us to help us know how we should live our life and good luck. Not God behind us judging our every move. God with us. And what a more powerful and vulnerable way could it possibly be that God became a baby. He entered this world as we have all entered this world, a level playing field. Embracing the limitations and the human experience in its fullest. Jesus came to reveal the predominant desire of God's heart, to be in friendship with you, to be in partnership with you, to be in relationship with you, to live his life through our lives with us, to see everything in this world restored for his glory. Christmas isn't just an invitation away from our sin and to meet God who would dare to be with us. It's an invitation into an adventure and a life lived with God to see the things that are broken about this world restored. And so in closing now, I just want to pray for you. I want to pray that God might switch on the light that he needs to switch on for you to help you make that next step that he wants you to make. So would you pray with me? Pray. Lord, we know you transform the darkness into light by your mere presence. We are so thankful for you. We came here today because there is just a longing and a drawing in our heart for more of you. To be closer to you, to know you more. To have the cultural expectations make more sense and have a depth to them that we long for. And so, Holy Spirit, I pray you would just shine a light for each of us on that which you need to illuminate. And there might be a deepening of relationship and friendship with God. It might be a new trajectory to move in. It might be something to put down and lay aside and give up on. Lord, we just want to sit here for a moment and listen to your words, to cherish every clue you drop into our thinking. Lord, I know there are people here today who are just longing for more of you, and you are longing for them to know more of you. Reveal yourself to them now. Lord, we thank you for this special time to share with each other and with you. May the resounding reason of Christmas, your love for us, may it ripple and echo into this day, into this week, into the year that is ahead. And may we be more and more reassured of and convinced of and shown your deep and astounding and powerful love for us. We thank you for that, Lord. We ask this in your name. Amen.